Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Today on the Brian Lehrer Show, we will revisit the immigration positions in the presidential debate, where Mitt Romney may have made a significant change in his position. Maria Hinojosa will be our guest for that. 30 Issues in 30 Days looks at how the U.S. is fighting Iran in Latin America, of all places. The Green Party candidate for president, Jill Stein. We will preview the fall season in the art world, and writer Julie Klamm today on friendships in adulthood. And we will get to Maria Hinojosa and the debate follow-up in just 60 seconds. I will just do my duty here first and remind you that this is day three of our fall membership drive. And we hope that everyone who listens to WNYC on a very regular basis will help us to pay to run the place. If that list of very regular listeners includes you, please call 1-888-376-WNYC, 1-888-376-9692, or pledge online at WNYC.org. Also, that Apple Computer Shopping Spree contest, it is a contest, and it closes at noon. Did you hear about that yet? A $4,000 shopping spree or a gift certificate at TechServe, that Apple shop on West 23rd Street. If you're the lucky winner, that closes at the end of our show this morning, and we'll talk more about it later. But just wanted to reinforce that Pledge Week is underway and ask you to please come through with something, maybe $5 or $10 a month, to help us pay the bills while you're listening to the show today. Thanks a lot for considering it at 1-888-376-WNYC, 1-888-376-9692, or pledge online at WNYC.org. And really, thanks a lot. We do begin today by revisiting a moment in the debate in which Mitt Romney continued his attempt to move toward the center. It was on immigration, where rather than pursue his primary season emphasis on sealing the border, he seemed to promise comprehensive immigration reform in his first year in office. Now, if that sounds familiar, that's what Barack Obama promised in 2008, and he never even introduced a bill, as Romney made sure to point out.
When the president ran for office, he said that he'd put in place in his first year a piece of legislation. He'd file a bill in his first year that would reform our immigration system, protect legal immigration, stop illegal immigration. He didn't do it. He had a Democrat House and Democrat Senate, supermajority in both houses. Why did he fail to even promote legislation that would have provided an answer for those that want to come here legally and for those that are here illegally today? That's a question I think the president will have a chance to answer right now.
And the president did respond, and he largely blamed congressional Republicans for blocking any chance of a big immigration bill.
Now, we've got to make sure that we do it in a smart way, in a comprehensive way, and we make the legal system better. But when we make this into a divisive political issue, and when we don't have bipartisan support, I can deliver, Governor, a whole bunch of Democrats to get comprehensive immigration reform done. And
I'll
we can't.
I'll get it done first year.
I'll get it done first year. You hear that? Romney saying at the end of that exchange. With us to talk about this is Maria Hinojosa. She is executive producer and anchor of NPR's Latino USA and co-anchor of Need to Know on PBS. She will be at an event at the New School tonight called The Economy Versus Immigration, What Will Unlock the Latino Vote, sponsored by the New School's Feed Into Worlds project. Hey, Maria.
Hey, Brian.
Was that new to your ear, that Romney promised to get some kind of comprehensive immigration reform done?
Yes, it was new to my ear. But then again, I think that everybody is watching Romney very closely and watching how the positions are changing here. And so there's a lot of questions about, well, what do you really stand for? I mean, I think it was very interesting that he said in the debate, he said they should have a pathway to become a permanent resident of the United States. Those are the kids who he says came here, quote unquote, illegally. Interestingly, that, you know, at one point there was a conversation about a pathway to citizenship. He was very clear about a pathway to permanent residency. And I think it's very clear that, you know, the fact that he's talking about military service as as one of the ways to do this under the so-called DREAM Act or something new is also interesting. But I have to tell you, Brian, I just got back from Central Florida. Need to know this weekend, this Friday night, actually, on PBS, we're doing a half-hour special about the Latino vote. And there are important things to remember that actually are numbers-based. One in four Latinos knows someone who has been detained or deported. One in four Latinos. So one of the young people who we met down in Central Florida, which is a swing sector of the swing state of Florida, his family was never political, but they all registered. They're all going to vote, and they're going to vote for Obama because of what President Obama delivered with his temporary status on these potential dream kids. And to be honest,
right.
but let's be really clear. There is also a lot of taking of credit on the part of this administration of having done something. Yes, there was action. There was a decision to make a position for deferred action. But let's be very clear. This is not an executive order by the president. This is not blanket. This is a memo from the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security to her agents on the ground. That is what it is. And the agents who encounter young people under 30 who are here without papers, they are the ones who determine whether or not this person who they're encountering should or should not be processed for deportation.
Right.
Now, I think it's really important.
Let me get back to Romney. He's also been tweaking his position in the last few weeks on the so-called Dreamers, the young adults brought here illegally as children who President Obama is giving these two-year work permits to if they finished high school and haven't broken the law. First, Romney said that if elected, he would honor those two-year promises. He said that just before the first debate. The next day, he added that he would not renew those permits. So where do you think that leaves these young adults who have come out of the undocumented shadows to register with the government for the program?
I think it leaves them really confused and scared, Brian. But the reality that we all need to understand is that young people and people who are living in this country without papers right now in the United States of America, that is their permanent status, is confused and scared. Confused because it's not clear what in fact is happening. You have on the one hand, you know, states like Arizona or Alabama, and then on the other hand, you have places like New York City that are very, very open, but nothing quite officially. And you have fear. You have fear running rampant in communities, and there's a lot of shame. So while I do think that many of the listeners of your program encounter people who are here, their neighbors, their, you know, parents of their school kids, their school kids' friends, who are here without papers, no one is going to bring this up. There is a tremendous amount of shame that comes from this. So that is the part is that it's unresolved, and how is it affecting all of us in this country, not just those without papers?
Let me get you to zero in even more finely on something you said a minute ago about Romney's position. You said Obama talks about a path to citizenship, as McCain did and others who tried to push comprehensive immigration reform through Congress in the past. Romney talks about a path to permanent residency status. Did I hear you correctly? Is there a distinction between those two things?
There is absolutely a distinction, Brian. A path to citizenship is saying that word in the conversation, citizenship. That is the end goal, and that is where you know, potentially want to be, because that is truly legal status. After having dedicated a year of reporting on my frontline documentary, Lost in Detention, which, by the way, we're airing a radio version on NPR's Latino USA this week, so everybody should tune in. But after seeing all of that reporting, it is clear that if you are a permanent resident with a green card, you can be held in detention in the United States of America. Being here with a legal green card, you can be picked up and you can be held and you will be deported. So unfortunately right now...
For what? There would need to be some kind of cause,
well,
right?
Yes, Brian, but this is the whole conversation about what is illegality. Is the fact that you... Right now the Department of Homeland Security says that, you know, you are a criminal that should be deported if you have committed fraud. Any undocumented person may have committed fraud. If you're with a green card and you are caught driving without a license, for example, or you are DUI, Those are immediate grounds now for deportation.
Even with a green card?
Yes, sir. I mean, it's unfortunate, Brian, because it is kind of, I hate to kind of say this and make people get very concerned, but the fact is that the lack of resolution with our immigration problem, you know, the now 30 decade plus, has led to the fact that now with a green card, you have certain protections. But if you believe the way I did, because I had a green card until I was 28 years old, the way I did, that nothing really would happen to me, that is not the status right now. You can be put into detention. Yes, you may have broken a law 25 years ago. You may have been caught smoking a joint on the street or dealing drugs, something nonviolent. That may have happened 25 years ago. You may have served your time. They can come now and detain you and deport you
before,
with a green card.
Before you go, your event at the New School tonight is called Unlocking the Latino Vote, the Economy, or Immigration. Why juxtapose them against each other like that?
Well, I think that the immigrants understand that it is tied, that, you know, you are here for the economy or for your safety, but you're also here to resolve your immigration status. I think, frankly, it's the lack of the parties. There has been such an extraordinary void in leadership, Brian. I mean, apart from the nitpicking of, you know, and the changing positions of both Romney and President Obama, who has, in fact, not done much and, in fact, deported more people than ever in history. This issue of having a leader talk about immigration in a way that is not divisive, in a way that says, guess what, the immigration issue is one of our core values, and that's important to talk about. But let's talk about the economy and the fact that when you have, you know, 10 to 11 to 12 million people who are essentially in a limbo status, their personal economies are stuck. Therefore, how many other economies, local economies, city economies, state economies, are to a certain degree stuck? They're all benefiting from the labor. But I'm talking about immigrants who then don't go and buy the car, because they don't have the driver's license. Mm-hmm.
And we have 20 seconds. Go ahead.
So it's important that we talk among Latino voters. How do we make the message that immigration and economics are, in fact, part and parcel of the future of America and so important for them to vote?
Maria Hinojosa and others at the New School tonight, 6 o'clock, as part of the Feed Into Worlds program in that event called Unlocking the Latino Vote, the Economy, or Immigration. Maria Hinojosa, co-anchor of Need to Know on PBS, anchor and executive producer of NPR's Latino USA, and she's recently founded the Futuro Media Group, a multimedia organization based here in New York. Thank you very much, Maria.
Good to talk to you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay with us. Coming up next, today's 30 Issues in 30 Days segment, when we will talk about how the U.S. is fighting Iran in, of all places, Latin America. Stay with us.